I have walked in on my mom and stepdad before, and my eyes
burned.
The thing is, they didn't know I saw. They were in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah. They were in the shower.
Okay.
And I don't want to say like what position they were in. Doing things that God intended people to do.
Jeez.
R-O-T-N. Let me present to you the Rotten Podcast. The Rotten Podcast.
How do you want me to say it?
Rotten.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Welcome back to the Rotten Podcast. We're on episode 32, baby.
We are back.
And we are better than ever. Honestly, today, this week has been a slow week on news. Like, nothing is going on, I feel like, this week, other than the Titan submarine blasting off into space underwater. Like, nothing else has happened in the world, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like that's why that submarine story went so crazy. Like, there's so many things going on in the world, and everybody stopped to discuss this submarine excursion, which is so wild because
it was a glorified Pringles can that they were literally like swimming in the ocean with. And I don't know, it's just crazy that people legally can do that type of stuff without having the right risk assessments done before they bring people on board. But I guess everyone signed away their lives. They're like, yeah, we know that this is an experimental vehicle that could potentially kill us, and it did.
I think my favorite part, not my favorite part, that sounds kind of messed up, but reading James Cameron's thoughts on it was so interesting because he's very immersed in that world from all of his filmmaking, and he had a very interesting take where he knew exactly what was going on because he has relationships, and I'm sure it's a very small, tight-knit community.
Yeah.
And so he knew when it was going on that before they even took off, like, this should not happen.
Well, it honestly sounds like James Cameron is a videographer / director as a side hobby, and his real hobby every single day is actually submarine exploration.
It must
be. He knows so much about it, and he's like, yeah, I had the like longest, deepest voyage out of anyone in the entire world or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, James Cameron?
I had no idea that.
Avatar James Cameron? Titanic James Cameron? What? But
I mean, that guy, side note, that guy is such a legend.
He is.
I mean, to do Titanic, the Avatars, what else has he done? I mean,
that's the two big ones that I know. But like, all of the like film fanatics are like roasting us for not knowing James Cameron's other movies.
They're just not coming to me right
now.
It's been a very long day.
Yeah.
We've both been working all day pretty much.
I know. I've been prepping for Europe because I leave in 7 days from now.
Are you excited?
I'm not excited, and I'm excited. There are things I'm not excited for, aka I have so much work to do and I'm going to miss you for 10 days.
Aww.
Yeah. So, FYI guys, Matt and I are separating. I'm really sad to say that. We're separating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insert YouTube. So we broke up.
We broke up.
So corny.
I
swear, if we ever don't work out and you make one of those videos, I will high key judge you and be like, I made a good decision.
Oh, but I have to do it at some point because I'm going to get asked 24/7 for months and months and months. What happened? What did you do?
Well, if anything happens, it's because you did something.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because you're an angel.
I'm pretty. Yeah. Donna Ray's a saint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie raised an angel.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second. Anyways, so what are you most excited about to go?
I'm excited. So I'm not telling anyone where I'm going until I'm there. So go follow me on Instagram if you guys want to know where I'm going. But I am spending 3 days in a country by myself with no one else. And I'm super excited for that.
Do you have, well, I know you can't say where you're going, but do you have any form of itinerary or?
I think I'm going to do a lot of the museums and historical stuff and shopping. Because like in Europe, shopping is a huge thing.
Well, you can't, I guess that's broad, Europe.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows I'm going to Europe.
Okay.
I didn't say like which countries in Europe. But in Europe, when you go shopping abroad, it's duty free. And on top of that.
What does that mean, duty free?
No taxes.
Oh.
And then on top of that, the prices of of luxury handbags is cheaper because the euro versus the dollar is weaker.
Gotcha.
So I'm super excited. I'm hoping my friend who lives in the country that I'm going to by myself, I know he has a lot of hookups because he used to work for luxury brands. Now he works for Tesla, but I'm like, I hope he has an Hermes hookup because I would love to get a Kelly bag.
That would be
epic. While I'm in Europe.
Is this Tammy's friend?
Tammy's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, nice.
That, by the way, Tammy's engaged, but I don't know if this is bad to say this, but I was really rooting for this one man that I might potentially see in a different country before she is now dating HQ. I was like really rooting for Alex. But I know she's happy, and so I'm happy for her. And, you know, HQ lives in the States, and the ex lived literally abroad. So it didn't work out for a reason. But
so have you been looking into food? Because that would be my number one thing.
Oh, my God. No, I haven't looked up restaurants. But, like, where I'm going, it's like, yeah, everything is good. Right. Yeah. It's really hard. And I've been really bad. Like, I want to plan a whole itinerary because knowing me, I wake up at 12 p.m. and then I end my day at 6, right? And I won't have enough to do. So I need to really wake up early and, like, make plans for myself and really be the reason why I get out of bed. Because when we travel, it's you making me get out of bed.
Yes, I drag you out.
Yeah. And then
I usually go downstairs, do work, drink coffee, get my day started, and I tell you, like, you better be up and ready to go.
You know, I know. I think I'm really hoping and praying. I'm going to bring my ADHD medication with me to hopefully, like, wake me up and, like, get me going and wanting to do stuff.
Just laying in bed, like.
Yeah, I'm just like, pop a pill in bed.
And all of a sudden you just, bing, wake up.
Wake up.
Ready to go.
Do like 20 excursions in one night. But I'm really excited for that. But I'm so sad because 10 days is the longest I would be going without seeing you.
I know, that's crazy.
What's the longest we've gone? Maybe 6?
Maybe when you were in Australia?
That was like, 5-6 days. Or when I went home to Sacramento and then I got stranded there.
That was maybe
6 or 7.
Yeah.
So,
maybe so long.
10 days is a really fucking long time.
I know. I'm going to miss you so much.
What are you going to do for 10 days without me?
I'm going to work.
You're going to have so much free time. Let me tell you guys, I take up so much of Matt's free time. Like, and I love it. Like, Matt and I have the best quality time together. But like lately, we've been spending so much time together.
We're disgusting humans because we started rewatching Game of Thrones 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we are already on season seven. And it's so
we're mid season seven right now.
We're deep in it.
We'll probably hit season 8 in 2 days.
It's bad.
Let's try to, I don't want to try to finish, but I feel like we might finish Game of Thrones before I leave to.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I don't want to. Why? But I don't want to because that means we'll be watching a lot of TV. I guess only 14 episodes or like 12 14 episodes. 14
hours.
12 hours. Actually, spread over 7 days. That's not too bad. Two episodes. So we're definitely finishing Game of Thrones.
That's light for what we've been doing.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
We finished all 10 seasons of Vanderpump Rules, all 9 seasons of Suits.
Well, we didn't watch all of Vanderpump, but for the most part, we skipped the.
I would say in the last 2 months, we finished 3 different series.
Yeah.
It's shameful. Gross. But we had the best quality time.
Yeah, we like eat. Our routine is pretty much like we eat dinner, we put on the show, and then we'll like take care of the babies, go on a walk, clean up, make tea, make dessert. Maybe we do a little work and separate for an hour or two.
Yeah.
And then we come back around 11:30 or 12, and then we just watch it till like 2 or 3 in the morning, pass out, wake up at a very odd hour.
Yeah.
One of us wakes each other up and then drags the other to bed.
I don't get dragged to bed. I get carried to bed. It's like the cutest thing. You're very doting. It's very cute.
Yeah, you said that last time.
Oh, I know.
It's like a new word, I feel like.
I think it's because someone in the comments said doting and then, or no. I was watching a TikTok of like this couple and like someone commented like, oh, he's so doting on her. And I was like, oh, like that's literally Matt's. Cute. That's how I would describe you.
And I took you, side note, every time you say doting, I think of Kristen Doty.
Oh my God, really? God damn.
I don't know why.
James Kennedy, Kristen Doty.
Yeah.
But they are a crazy combo.
Summer.
Yes.
It is about to be 4th of July. The weather in LA is finally beautiful.
Still chilly.
No.
Really?
It's like 75 and sunny. It's perfect.
I guess, yeah.
And the house has been getting pretty hot, at least in my studio. Mm-hmm. But I'm so excited to take advantage of the beach. I bought a bunch of beach stuff for us, planned a super cute date I took you to on Friday.
That was the cutest thing ever. And Matt surprised me.
Yeah, I surprised you. And it was really stemmed off of the last podcast episode we had where you were saying you love a man with a plan.
That's
hot. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make a really solid plan. And I'm just going to tell her This is the time you need to be ready. This is what you need to bring. You know nothing else, and everything is taken care of.
Let me tell you, that made me very horny. I was very happy you made some plans. It wasn't just like basic plans, like, oh, let's go to the beach. Like, you bought beach stuff, like specifically for the beach. You bought umbrellas, you bought like a beach mat, you bought beach chairs, then you got us Kazunori, and then we spent like the whole day together. You brought blankets, you brought my favorite candy with us. Like, you did the whole nine yards, and then we like scoped out a new spot that I want to keep going to. It was like a really good spot, super easy to park in Manhattan Beach. And I'm like, ah, that was so fun. Like, I can't wait to go again. We should do it for 4th of July.
Totally. In my mom, when I was telling my mom about it before, and I'm like, actually, we don't go to the beach at all. Like, we go usually twice a year, and we live in Southern California. There's so many beautiful beaches, and I feel like we don't take advantage of it. And now that we have the dogs, my thought process was like, it would be really nice to be able to find a good outdoor activity that we could enjoy beautiful Southern California. And the problem with going to the beach always is we don't have like a beach like gear set. And it's always like, all right, we bring towels, but we never have the right stuff. We don't have chairs. And so I just thought of like all the inconveniences of going to the beach. And also I got a couple things for the dogs, which I'm excited to
utilize
and be able to bring the dogs and see them hang out.
So. I know what's really stupid about LA though, like you would think that we're so dog friendly, but so many beaches in LA are not dog friendly beaches. I think I didn't know this until maybe last year. I brought Zoe to the beach with us We got in trouble and I was like, what do you mean? We're in a public space.
Yeah.
But a lifeguard stopped us being like, you can't bring dogs here. I'm like, what? That's so stupid.
I could see both sides because imagine there's tons of dogs running around everywhere and you have kids and like, I'm sure there's a lot of accidents that happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Certain parts, it makes sense where if you have a nice like community and you want to have standards.
Yeah, I guess.
If you're not like an animal person, and you don't want dogs invading on. But yeah, I'm all for dogs. So I'm just trying to find
out. I'm all for dogs on a leash. It's not like we were letting her run around crazy. She was just on a leash with us. But
totally.
A lot of people aren't, you know, dog people, and I don't trust those people.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't like dogs.
I don't know how you don't like animals.
Yeah.
My sister's like that, Tammy.
Yeah. She's like, eh. I'm like, this is so
they're
cute.
They're so cute and precious.
Yeah.
And they're so innocent. Although Zoe has had some accidents in her crate lately. She's gotten diarrhea. We don't really know what it stems from. We're trying to figure it out with our vet right now. But she has pooped on three nice dog beds and some really expensive blankets. Mm-hmm. Because we were stupid and decided to stick expensive blankets inside of her crate. And I've thrown away like $300 worth of dog beds and blankets in the last month. So.
It's a nightmare. Yesterday, I started my day cleaning up diarrhea and I ended my day cleaning up diarrhea.
Yeah.
So it was like a full recap.
I'm hoping she does better. I'm really hoping. We're giving psyllium? Psyllium husk?
Psyllium husk, I think.
Psyllium husk?
It's like a silent pea.
And some probiotics. Mm-hmm. And just chicken and rice, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make a makeshift homemade diaper for her tonight because we don't have any, but
she's been pooping in her crate. Yeah. And the thing is, she does not tell us until maybe seconds before it's going to happen and we can't run out of bed and like take her out fast enough. And she just starts pooping. It's kind of gross.
Oh, the animals. It's a lot to keep up with.
So much work.
Especially right now.
I know. We have three animals in this house. We have a fucking zoo in the house.
I know.
Two dogs, one cat. And the cat doesn't like the dogs.
Which is fine. She does her own thing. She's so independent. Last night we were laying in bed. We're like, Shark, you are the angel.
Like, I know. Last month she was like the least liked child. Yeah. This month she has upgraded.
I'm like, all right.
In the rankings.
Yes, I agree. But earlier today we were both working.
Yeah.
And it made me really happy because we were both filming content at the same time, which I thought it was like very cute.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you felt that way. You probably didn't. Because that's what you're always used to doing. But for me, it's a new thing as I'm releasing music and getting really into the content creation where we had to like trade time to like record our...
And I was like, Matt, shut up. That's not how I said it. I was like, Matt, you're being loud. Can you turn it down a little?
Yeah.
I couldn't film my video without hearing you.
But anyways, yeah, been a long day, but we have a good episode.
We do.
We are going to do a Would You Rather.
This is Matt's episode. He's leading it today, and I'm super excited to just sit here and be a little podcast princess.
I just thought it would be fun. We're going to ask some raunchy questions, some thought-provoking questions, some silly questions, so we'll kind of get a mix of everything.
So Scotty, Donna, Katie, Michael, stop watching.
Yeah, you guys need to not watch past this point. Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or lose your memories?
These are terrible. I would rather lose my sight.
Really?
Yeah. You want to lose your memories of little old angel me? Rude.
I'm not saying I have the answer. That one's actually really hard. Because imagine not having your sight for the rest of your life. Like, if you think about your life, and I expect to live till at least I'm 80. And I'm only 31. So I still have majority of my life left to create amazing memories.
So wait, I have a question. Yeah. So if you lost your memories, is it like your short-term memory or long-term memory? You can't form new memories after you lose it?
No, I think it's just like erase. Like history, erase. And so you start brand new. But maybe you start with like, you just don't remember what happened yesterday and from then on. But it's not like you're like, I don't know who you are. I don't know. I mean, we can interpret this question however we like.
I'm going to interpret this as you know how to like read and write and walk and ride a bicycle, but you don't remember events and people at all.
That's terrifying. Yeah. I guess I would give up my sight.
Yeah. What the fuck? You would want to forget me?
Well, I have a journal. I wrote everything down. So it would kind of be like 50 first dates.
Okay.
You know, every day I would like pop in a tape. I would have my phone.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people that are blind that are living like great lives.
Yeah, so. That's true. I'm assuming that people that were blind from the beginning are just so much happier than people that lost their sight. Because imagine missing your sight all of a sudden and you would just, your brain would try to like piece together. Imagine slowly fading and forgetting like what your partner looks like or your mom. Like how sad memory. Is that? Yeah, but I'm saying if you don't have sight, you're eventually going to forget that.
I guess, but you'll remember.
In like 5-10 years.
Well, okay, there's this guy that I watched on YouTube who literally does echolocation.
What's that?
He doesn't walk with this, he's blind. He doesn't walk with a stick, but he'll like whistle. And his ears are so like in tune with his brain that he can hear the whistle bouncing off things and know when things are like around him. Like when he's about to hit something, he that's the worst whistle because I can't
some
fucking whistle.
Sonar.
No, literally, it's like echolocation, like little bats.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay, this is a good one. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or everyone you know have access to your internet history?
Like my Pornhub? Ooh.
All your internet history.
I'd let them read my internet history. What about you?
Yeah, same. I feel like my internet history isn't like that.
Because, okay, like if they know your Pornhub, right? But then they now know what you're feeling and thinking while watching your porn, like that's worse.
Well, also it's like you had to have the thought to do the Google search.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like,
but it could be like, oh, I'm just curious about it versus this is my kink. I'm turned on by this, yeah, right?
That's true. I mean, you must have some secret kinks that you're turned on by because that yeah. didn't come to mind for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, trains.
Trains?
What? Nothing.
Like having sex on trains?
Baby, do you not know what a train?
Oh, like.
Getting trained on. Like getting trained. Like a train.
Like from front and behind? Or just a
You're
bunch of people
so
lined up.
In this, it's a bunch of people lined up.
That's one of your kinks?
No, I just said it was an example. Or is
okay.
it?
Wow. Okay. Good to know.
Absolutely not.
Would you rather be able to play any instrument in the world or speak any language?
Speak any language.
You were quick with that one.
Yeah.
What language?
Any of them. French, Mandarin, Cantonese.
I would definitely Spanish. Want to speak French.
Yeah.
Or maybe Spanish.
Spanish is most useful.
Fluent. That would be awesome. I would definitely do instrument. If I was like a world-class piano player, that would be incredible. I would take that
over
speaking
a
language.
Play any instrument to like the best of your ability, like be a prodigy. Then
well, I guess
take
that's
prodigy.
Not what it says, but that's what I'm interpreting it.
Okay, I'll take child
I'm
prodigy.
I'm not saying prodigy. I'm just saying you'd be really good. Like you'd be like, oh damn, that person can play the piano really well.
Can that be like an instrument? Be my voice? Because is that considered an instrument?
Yeah.
All right, then I take the
that's true.
Instrument.
I didn't think of that.
Because I'd be a great singer.
That would be.
I'm a terrible singer.
Yeah, you're pretty bad. Aww. I remember on our first date. We were in your car and you're like, yeah, I'm really tone deaf or something. And I remember you were kind of like singing out loud and I was like, holy shit, I've never heard anyone more tone deaf in my life.
Wait, actually?
Yes, but that was really the only time it happened. So I didn't know if you were trying to maybe like show off that you were comfortable by like sing.
Why was I even singing on our first date?
I don't know. We were like in the car driving. I don't know.
God,
you were just kind of like humming
Tiffany.
Along. It wasn't like you were like singing out loud, right? Like you weren't like, but like you were kind of just singing along, like kind of under your breath. And I remember being like, oh. But also it was probably because you were nervous too. So your voice was probably a lot shakier. Like you weren't confident to go.
No, I'm tone deaf. I'll fucking admit it.
Yeah.
I'm really tone deaf, but I make up for it in other ways. I'm good at math.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather find your parents' sex tape or have your parents Absolutely find not. Yours?
I don't want to see my parents. So I'd rather have them find mine.
Really?
You want to? Yeah, yeah. I'd rather not have my eyes ever see that. And actually, I have walked in on my mom and stepdad before and my eyes
burned.
The thing is, they didn't know I saw. They wow. were in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah. They were in the shower.
Okay.
And I don't want to say like what position good, they were in.
Whoa. That's probably a good parenting hack.
What?
Like, oh, we got to, like, I'm going to take a shower and then.
Yeah. Well, they were stupid. And when you open my parents' room, when we were living in this house, from the, like the door opening, you can actually see straight into the shower. It's really stupid layout.
Weird.
I would never, ever have that layout, but you could see the shower. You couldn't see the rest of the bathroom, just the shower. And I saw them in the shower doing things that God intended people to do.
Jeez. That's the way you said that.
Yeah.
I would rather find theirs because
that means you'd watch it?
No, I wouldn't watch it.
I mean, you find it by seeing that what it
then
is.
Then I would turn it off.
Yeah, but still.
I'd be like, you know, I don't know, actually. I could go either way because I feel like if my parents found my sex tape, they would be like, oh, that's my kid. You know, they'd be like.
They'd what?
They wouldn't think anything weird about it. They'd just be like, I wish I didn't see that. But like, that's, they have to deal with that.
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay, wait. Let me ask. Would you rather see your kids when we have babies, our kids' sex tape, or would you rather have them see ours? Like your baby girl, you want to see that?
No.
I will not want to see that.
Yeah, that's just something you can't really get out of your head. But also, if you think about it, you're raising them, wiping them, going through all these things with them that it's probably just...
I want to see them as babies. I don't want to see them as full-grown adults, although I know they will be at little like
fornicators.
16. Yeah, little sinners.
Little fornicators getting after it.
I know.
Okay, this is kind of a weird one, but I thought it was kind of fun.
Okay.
Would you rather be magical but live on Earth or live in a magical land but be normal?
Magical on Earth, that's an advantage. I'd be at a disadvantage in a magical place without anything.
But if everyone was the same on a new magical, so it'd be like you'd teleport to some like crazy fantasy world where everything was just...
I guess maybe I just like to be ahead, so I'd be very competitive and like being my little Harry Potter self. When no one else can do anything. I'd rather that.
That's very fitting. I agree with you though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I keep going back and forth because I was thinking about this one and I'm like, I do love new experiences and beauty and it would just like blow my mind. But also it would be so crazy dope to like have this magical edge on the world.
Yeah, I guess it's like, would you rather live in Harry Potter as a muggle or live in Harry Potter's closet as a magician?
I mean, he seemed pretty depressed in the closet, so I don't know. He really found love and life and purpose at Hogwarts.
I guess, tough to say. I would love to watch a Quidditch match.
Because imagine all the complications that would come with being this magical creature. Like, no one can find out or certain people find out, and then you're, who knows? It's complex.
But how do you survive in a world where you have no magic? Would you be, like, the servant? Would you be, like, the bottom of the barrel?
No, I think it would just be, like, this new magical place.
But you're normal.
As humans. Yeah.
Oh, like everyone's normal, but it's magical.
That's what it's saying.
Oh, I don't know.
Would you rather know how the world began or how it will end?
Oh my God, that's hard. I want to know both. I would want to know how it ends.
Really?
Yeah. We have some sort of concept of how it began, but we'll never know how it ends.
But I feel like we know ways that the world could end.
Yeah.
But we have no idea at all how the world began. Like, we have zero clue with what even created the thing that created the thing.
So you don't think Big Bang Theory is...
I guess I don't know the details of the Big Bang Theory, but I know that there are still holes in the theory because no one's able to figure out like what made the energy or made the particles or made the protons. Like, where does that stuff come from?
You know what I want to know? Who made the person that made the person that made the person that made the thing person. That happened.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like, okay, we know in religion, God made the world.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck made God? Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I want to know where the fuck it started.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, like, are we just a computer? Like, are we just imagining things? Are we in the Matrix?
We could be.
We could be. You could be living in my head.
No, I don't think that's how it works. I'm definitely not.
You think you're living in your head?
Yeah.
You think I'm living in your head?
No.
You think we're living separate heads?
Yes.
No, I think you're in my head.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You're crazy. Would you rather have unbelievable sex that lasts 10 minutes or average sex that lasts an hour?
Unbelievable sex for 10 minutes. What? You could do a lot in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we've timed ourselves once. It was 18 minutes.
Really?
And that, so it's like, does a sex include the 10 minutes is like inserted or is it like all the other stuff? I don't know.
It's open for interpretation.
Okay. If it's like 10 straight minutes of insertion.
For me, if it was 10 minutes of just intercourse, yes.
Yeah.
But if it was only 10 minutes for everything, no, that's not enough time to foreplay and do everything else.
Let's skip the foreplay and do 10 minutes of intercourse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd choose that over an hour long of average sex. Honestly, an hour of that would be absolutely painful and annoying. Also, I don't know why, but I'm like, if you can last too long, I think I'm not doing well enough. So I'm like, why have you not finished? Why is it still lasting? Am I doing something wrong? And if it's average sex on top of that, hell no.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Would you rather your partner be kinky or romantic?
Romantic.
Any thoughts on that? Just that's it.
No, I like romance. I like cute things. What does it mean to be kinky anyways?
You know, would you rather have me come home with flowers and your favorite food? Or would you rather have me come home in some uniform and go dive into like role playing?
No, that sounds absolutely horrendous.
Okay.
I would rather have romance.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you came home with boba and my favorite candies.
I do that all the fucking time.
It's been a minute.
I don't know about that, Missy.
When's the last time you had me boba? The only last time you had...
2 weeks ago.
Did you get in trouble and then you gave it to me? 2 weeks ago, we were in
So then the week before that, I know I grabbed you some boba. Either way. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think romance is a lot. There's more of like a... sexy nuance to it.
Yeah, like if I came home in like schoolgirl uniform, you'd get bored of it after a while.
No, I would love it, but yeah, you would get also sick of me coming home with boba and your candy every day, because there has been a point where I'm like, you know, I'm at the store and I'm always buying these your candy and stuff, and then I felt like at a certain point it just didn't really hit.
Really?
And then the candy kind of stacked up and I'm like, oh, well, I got her everything she wanted. So like, where do I go from here?
I can only eat so much candy when you're giving it to me every few days.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, that was a good question. I'd choose romance.
Would you rather only be loved or only respected? So if you are respected, you wouldn't be loved. And
by
vice
anyone?
Versa. Vice versa. Yeah.
Like in a corporation?
Just in life. If you had to pick
between
two.
Okay, that's a hard question because I almost feel like respect is a form of love. I don't know, that's hard. Because, you know, you can love your mom, but if you don't respect her, you just won't listen to her, right?
But imagine respecting your mom but not loving her. What's the better relationship?
I'd rather be respected by my peers.
By my peers.
By my peers. I don't know. That's hard. What about you?
But also, if you weren't loved, then you probably wouldn't have a following. Like, if people didn't love you and they just respected you, it's not like they would. I mean, maybe.
I think we've had a conversation about this where it was like, do you want to be famous, which means you're loved, or do you want to be respected in your career? And I would choose to be respected.
Mm-hmm. Specifically in the craft slash career, yes. But in life in general, when I was thinking about this, I realized, like, my first thought was like, I want to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about, you can respect someone but not give them any love, or not give them, like, respect is an amazing thing to have, but it only lasts so long. Like, the feeling, like, someone respects you, it's like sweet. But love, when you are loved by someone, it's such a more comforting, powerful energy and emotion that you experience that I feel like contributes so much more to your quality of life. Mm-hmm. Like, just knowing that you're loved and people love you and you're experiencing that love, that's a way better life than living as someone who's respected but not loved and kind of living like a lonely, sad life.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I thought about it.
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like in my personal life, I'd rather be loved, but in my career, I'd rather be respected. But yeah, that's tough.
Would you rather be stuck on an island for eternity all on your own or with someone you hate?
Someone I hate.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It'd be fun.
But like, what if you really hate it? Like, you could not stand them.
Are you talking about like Trump or something?
I'm just saying, like, I don't really hate anyone where I wouldn't want to be around them. But if that was, if there was someone where you're like, I despise this person, being around them, would you rather be alone or be around someone that you just genuinely despise?
My favorite type of smut.
Smut?
You know what a smut is? It's books that talk about sex.
Oh, okay.
It's like a lot of girls are reading it nowadays, but my favorite type of smut is enemies turned to lovers.
Ooh.
That could be a guy or a girl.
That's what I was thinking too, because I'm like, okay, if there's someone I hate, I feel like if I was stuck on eternity with them,
yeah,
I would make them love me. Mm-hmm. But also, I think the prompt is like, you would just, you couldn't do that. They would just be someone you hated the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be hate.
I'd be too lonely by myself.
Yeah.
I agree. Probably, you know, delete myself.
It would give you a reason to like get up.
Yeah.
And be like, God, I hate better. That person. Like, I'm going to build the better, like,
yeah.
The better fort, the better shelter. If they get the fish before I do, it'll put a fire under your ass.
It'd be like little pranks, like stealing shit from them.
That would make it fun. Something worth living for, at least.
Yeah.
Would you rather be stuck in a phone box with 10 snakes or 10 tarantulas?
Oh, I wouldn't care about either.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be like, all right, chill.
Yeah. I mean, are we talking about like venomous snakes?
I don't know.
Like, if they're just normal snakes, then I'd just chill with any of them.
Tarantulas are,
I would choose snakes, though. I think it's the hairiness of a tarantula that would freak me out a little.
Yeah, you can't like look into their eyes and they have so many that it's spooky, but I feel like there's something cute about a snake if you get past the fear of it.
But have you seen a jumping tarantula? They're so cute.
No, I've never seen that.
There are these cute little spiders. There's this girl on TikTok that owns a bunch of mini tarantulas and spiders, and they're so adorable. And I actually fell in love with one, and then he died, and then I got really sad. I'll have to show you these videos later.
Yeah, I want to see. I've never heard of a cute tarantula, so.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a kinky one. Would you rather be whipped or whip?
Whip. I hate pain.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'm with that one. Would you rather only have super loud sex or super quiet sex? You could only have one or the other. There's no in between.
There's something really hot about quiet sex.
It's like secretive and no one knows. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Randomly. Not my kink, but like I've always liked the idea of like, oh, this is a secret. I have to stay quiet, and like you putting your hands on my mouth to like keep me quiet, which you've done a few times.
Yeah.
I like it.
Out of necessity.
Yeah. I think when people are having loud sex, it's like, stop it. Like it can't feel that good. Like, can it?
I don't know.
I don't think you've ever been loud once.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any guy screaming. It's always the girls.
Would you rather be the plus one in a couple's threesome? Or have a threesome with your significant other and bring in a third?
I'd rather be the plus one. I would feel like, I mean, unless it's like two guys, you know, but if I was like the second girl between us, I'd be like, fuck no, that's not happening. I wouldn't want that. So I'd rather be a plus one to someone else's, and then they can figure out their relationship after.
Yeah.
Like, you fuck up your own relationship. I'm not going to fuck with mine.
I would love to bring in a third. In this case,
mm-hmm. A girl or a boy?
A girl. What? Mm. Why would I want to bring in a boy?
I would.
Well, obviously, that's the sex you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it would have to be a situation where there was no strings attached. Like, after it happened, everything would go back to normal. But I feel like that is very difficult.
That's so hard. There's no way. There's just like no way.
Because I feel like you'd be analyzing like everything. Like, oh,
yeah.
You did this, you did that, which I would probably do.
Also, like the most disrespectful thing you could do is like come inside the other girl. Yeah, I would like delete you after.
Delete me.
I would totally delete you. I wouldn't want to say kill yourself. Kill you.
Yeah. So that's your PG way of saying, I want you to die.
Yeah.
And disappear.
Oh my God. That is so disrespectful. Like, would you let someone else finish inside me? Exactly.
This one's kind of funny, which I feel like I know the answer to for you. Would you rather have sex in an extremely haunted place or have sex in an extremely dirty place?
Ew.
That's a pretty bad question because it's an obvious answer.
Yeah, definitely not dirty place. But like, what's extremely haunted? Because I also don't want to be haunted either.
But imagine you're like scared. So that's kind of driving more sex.
Oh my God, am I having sex with a ghost or something?
No, it'd be like we were in like the most haunted place in the world.
Yeah, those places are scary. I don't know.
But imagine like
I don't think I could get horny for either one.
But you have to choose. That's the point.
I choose haunted.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Will it look really clean.
Think of a haunted place. They're kind of like a little dim. Just think of like a spooky haunted house.
Oh, like a Cecil Hotel?
Yeah, like something
I could do it at Cecil Hotel.
All right, this is the last one. Would you rather have sex while blindfolded or handcuffed?
I hate being handcuffed. I've tried that once.
Yeah.
Did not like it.
Why not?
I don't know. I just want to be able to move around.
You're like, this isn't fun. Like, I can't move.
I'm like, yeah, like, okay, sure. I'm absolutely doing nothing. This doesn't even feel good. I can't even guide you where I want you to be. So, no, I'd rather be blindfolded. That sounds really fun, actually, to me.
So I'll blindfold you.
I'll blindfold you.
No.
Yeah. Mine you want to be handcuffed?
Yeah. There'd be something hot about being like...
stuck.
Yeah, just stuck.
Mm, okay.
I don't know.
Good to know. All right, you can blindfold me while I handcuff you at the same time.
I think it would be super hot to be blindfolded and handcuffed. You know, it's like, yeah, just like a prisoner.
literally. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do I have your consent? All right, well, this was like a really fun quick episode. We gotta film like two more episodes this week because I'll be gone.
I know, I'm gonna miss you.
You say that like you're gonna miss me so much.
You know that I'm gonna miss you. We've been talking about it for the past like 4 days. Like, I can't believe you're leaving me for 10 days.
I know, we're so annoying. We can't even like leave each other for three without having a hissy fit. But yeah, that is it with today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys haven't already, give us those 5 stars, baby. And make sure to subscribe, comment down below. Would you rather have your parents walk in on you or walk in on your parents?
That's a good one.
That's a juicy one.
Juicy. Let the comments commence.
Yes. All right, baby. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.